The conference is now being recorded.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for joining us today for the Lytham Partners Summer 2021 Investor Conference. My name is Joe Dorame, Managing Partner of Lytham Partners. Our next presentation comes from OpSens, Inc., ticker symbols OPS on the TSX and OPSSF on the OTC. Presenting from the company is Louis Laflamme, Chief Executive Officer. Today, Louis will run through the company's slide presentation. A copy of the presentation can be found on today's webcast or on the company's website at opsens.com. As a reminder, Louis will be available for one-on-one virtual meetings. If you'd like to sign up, please visit lythampartners.com/virtual and click the one-on-one meeting request button. Now I'd like to turn the presentation over to Louis Laflamme, CEO of OpSens. Louis?
Thank you, Joe, and good afternoon, everybody. It's really a pleasure for me to have the opportunity to present you OpSens and all the progresses that we made in the last few months. You can see on the cover page of our presentation, this was the cover page of our last annual report. The messages that we were trying to deliver here is that, we are very glad about the progress we made so far, and when we look forward, we see many opportunities. Sky is the limit for us. Slide number two, forward-looking statements. I encourage you to read this statement. Slide number three. Just a quick overview on OpSens is that OpSens was initially funded based on a fiber optic sensing technology. It means that with light, we can measure parameters such as pressure and temperature. Here you have our medical platform. We are generating 90% of our consolidated revenues in the medical. There is three main components. The first component is business partnerships. We are selling under an OEM business model, sensors to various medical device corporations. Abiomed is an example where they integrate our optical pressure sensing technology into the Impella, which is a very well-recognized product in the field of cardiology. Monteris is another example where, in that case, Monteris is using our temperature sensor for brain trauma treatment. This was really the foundation of OpSens in the medical device, the OEM business partnership division. At some point, we felt that we could do more. We had what we think is the best miniature pressure sensing technology in the world. We decided to develop a first medical device product owned by OpSens for coronary artery disease, which is the OptoWire, a device that is useful to assess the coronary blockage, and to help physicians to decide if they should implement or not a stent. We have sold more than 100,000 units of this device. Today, it's our most important revenue generator. We are quite excited about this. We felt that there was something that was a weakness, is that having only one product that you could sell to hospital, is a weakness because it's more difficult to generate interest with the physician. It's more expensive to have your sales channels. What we decided to do is that we found another very interesting opportunity in the aortic valve stenosis market, so a procedure called transcatheter aortic valve replacement or TAVR, where there was unmet needs that we could meet with our core technologies and our core competencies. We have a product under development for this application, and this will be really a new concept. We think with this, we create a revolution in the world of TAVR. This new product will be very synergic with our existing base because we are using the same optical sensing technology. Again, it's a pressure guidewire, which is quite challenging to develop. we are going to use the same monitor that we are using for the coronary artery disease business. And on top of this, we are going to use very similar sales channels because the customers, the doctors are the same between the OptoWire product and the new product for aortic valve stenosis. So we feel this platform is very strong. We see opportunities to develop even other products behind this, but just with that, we think we can create tremendous value for shareholders. If you go at slide number four, just some key investment highlights. So Opsens is a growth story. We've been growing revenues year over year, except last year because of COVID, but at least our revenues were stable during the year 2020. And the vision of Opsens is that we want to achieve $100 million in sales by fiscal year 2025. Obviously, the existing product, the existing platform we have will help us to get there, with also, in addition, the breakthrough product for TAVR. One other comment is that, you know, recently, so in February of this year, Opsens completed a bought deal transaction for $28.75 million financing. This was a financing that was, that generated a lot of interest for investors, and it's putting Opsens in a position where we can really accelerate our investment in the commercial force and also our investment in the R&D team, because again, we are seeing multiple opportunities that we can address with our core competencies, and we feel that generating more growth and more innovation will be the way to create value for shareholders. So if you go at slide number five and six, so if we talk more specifically about the coronary artery disease market, so Opsens developed a product called the OptoWire that is being used in the fractional flow reserve procedure. This procedure, was credible from the eyes of the doctors following the publication of the FAME study, which was a study that showed that they were able to improve the clinical outcome following a procedure by using pressure measurement instead of imaging, angiography. So this study was published in 2009, and since that moment, the market grew from almost a very, very small number to a market that is bigger than $600 million today. And we are seeing this market going at $1 billion. So this is a very interesting market opportunity for Opsens. If you go at slide seven, just to mention that our product can achieve the full PCI procedure only with one device. So it means that with one device, you can do the initial diagnosis, so measure the FFR ratio, so calculate the pressure. If there is a need to do a stent procedure following the diagnostic, you can deliver the stent over the OptoWire of Opsens. And on top of this, at the end of the procedure, you can reconnect the device and do what we call post-PCI measurement. So it means that after the stent, you can measure again the pressure to see if you really reestablish the situation for the patient. So having a one-wire PCI concept can help physicians to execute efficiently their procedure. Since you can use only one wire, you don't need to buy another wire to do the stent implementation. You can save time and cost. So if you go at slide number eight, you have here a picture of the type of blockages that we are assessing with our device. You can see the OptoWire that is sliding through the blockage, and you have a window where you can measure accurately the pressure to understand the impact of the blockage on the blood circulation of the patient. At slide nine, just to mention that based on the feedback from our customers, from the physicians in the field, The OptoWire is having very strong competitive advantages, and they fall into three categories. First, in terms of the handling of the device, so the mechanical performance of the wire, we can capitalize on the fact that fiber optic is very small. So this was allowing us more freedom in the design of the wire. We were able to insert inside our wire a nitinol tube, which is having a large diameter. And with this, the physician are more comfortable in handling the device inside the human body, more comfortable in also delivering the stent over our wire. Compared to the, our main competitors, in their case, they are measuring pressure by extrapolating electrical resistance. And because of that, they have the constraint of having three cables inside the wire. So because of that, it seems that the physician are less comfortable in handling competitor's device in the human body. The second advantage is the accuracy of our technology. I mean, this technology can be used for 15 days in the human body and still deliver an accurate measurement, while our competitors are struggling in having an accurate measurement for an hour. And obviously, this is very important for such a procedure because it's a measurement tool. The third component is the fact that using our fiber optic sensing technology, you can disconnect and reconnect our product at will, which is allowing more freedom in the workflow selection for physicians. So it means that if they want to assess multiple blockage into one patient, I mean, they can disconnect our product, deliver the stent, reconnect, and assess after. So this is something that is highly appreciated by physicians. So overall, we feel that we have the best product for coronary artery disease assessment. At slide 10, you have here pictures of key opinion leaders in the field that are talking. Either on the left side, you have Dr. Nico Peltz that is talking about the accuracy of device in the market. He's mentioning that Opsens is having close to zero drift, which means an accurate measurement, while some competitors are having a drift that is significant, that can change the decision from a diagnostic that is being done on a patient. On the right side, you have Dr. Ziad Ali and Dr. Morton Kern from US, and they are talking about the benefit in having the possibility to disconnect and reconnect the device with the OptoWire. If you go at slide 11, just to talk about the market share, so today Opsens is having 4% market share. We are going after our competitors that are using the electrical sensing technology. So we are seeing a lot of opportunity to do much better in terms of market share than what we have today. If you go at slide 12, just to talk about the way our sales channels. So we have in North America, for Canada and U.S., a direct sales organization, and we are using distributors or commercial partners in Japan and Europe. And so far, I mean, we've been able to get 15% market share in Canada and Japan. So the first markets where we were very aggressive in doing commercialization, we are growing rapidly in Europe, and we are putting in place a very specific strategy for the U.S. market, because today we have 3% market share. We think we can do much more. So in the last few months, we've been developing relationship with group purchasing organization or GPOs, and we feel this will increase our access to the U.S. market, and we also expect to increase the size of our sales team since the clinical interest around the OptoWire. So overall, very confident we can increase significantly our market share, and we have the right organization in place to achieve this. And obviously, having a second product in our portfolio will make us even more relevant for all those markets. Slide 13, just to mention that OpSens has been releasing its newest version of the OptoWire called the OptoWire 3. This device is better from a doctor perspective. It's also a cheaper device to manufacture. So you can expect to see OpSens increasing its consolidated gross margin percentage in the future quarters. So when we summarize about the coronary artery disease business, it's a growing market. We are developing relationship with GPOs. We just signed a contract with Vizient that has more than 700 members just in the U.S. market. We've been also launching new version of the device for the OptoWire, for the OptoMonitor, and also developing a new resting measurement algorithm called DPR. So very excited about this coronary artery disease business. So now let's move to the aortic valve stenosis. I am at slide 16 just to mention that the concept we are bringing to the market today is that, okay, TAVR is a procedure where today there is wires that exist to deliver the valve, but those wires have only one function, which is valve delivery. And when we've been talking with key opinion leaders in the field, if you go at slide 18, and I will come back after to the slide 17, some doctors have been saying to us that there was a need to have more information about the quality of the positioning of the valve, the quality of the success of the procedure. So OpSens has been developing a concept where we have a device that will be able to deliver the valve, but at the same time, this device will be able to measure in a continuous manner the pressure inside the heart. So with this pressure gradient that the doctors will have in real time, they will be able to appreciate if the valve is properly placed or if there is a significant leak. So we think this will be, it's really a new concept that will help to make the TAVR procedure more efficient, because it will remove some access, it will remove some other devices that are being used in the procedure. And on top of this, in our case, we are going to capitalize on our strength. I mean, we can use the same sensor, we can use the same connection that we are using in the OptoWire, and we are also using the same monitor, the same display. So it's completely new information that will be more available to physicians, and we think it will grab a lot of interest in the market. If you come back at slide 17, just to mention the history around TAVR, is that in the past, when there was a need to replace the aortic valve, the doctors were always doing surgeries. And this is quite tough for patients. I mean, open heart surgeries is quite risky. It can affect patients. The recovery is long. So there is some doctors that develop a minimally invasive approach, where instead of doing an open heart surgery, they would use a catheter or guide wire to deliver the valve. And they've been able to show initially for high-risk patients that this technology was good, was non-inferior to surgery. And over time, they've been able to show that for all comers, so all patients. So the expectation is that the TAVR market will really boom. So it's a $4 billion market today. It will become an $8 billion market opportunity. So obviously, the stakes are very high here. The number of cases are going to increase. So having a device that can do the full procedure from the delivery of the valve and also measure at the same time pressure information will be in high demand. If you go at slide 19, just to mention that TAVR has a face. So in 2020, Mick Jagger got a procedure, and a few weeks after, he was back on stage. Obviously, if he would have had a surgery instead of TAVR, this would have been impossible. So if you go at slide 20, so OpSens, in terms of product development timeline, we've done animal studies. We completed the design. we filed with Health Canada the request to do a first-in-man study. So we expect to be in a position to start and complete this 20-patient study in the summer of this year. And we expect to get an approval from Health Canada at the beginning of the calendar year 2022. And before the end of the first semester of the calendar year 2022 in U.S. And we feel it will really transform options because it will make us more relevant for customers, more relevant for GPOs. It's a new concept that is synergic with our existing business, and we think this will really help us to create substantial value for shareholders. If you go at slide 22, just to mention here, we are talking about the relationship with we have with Abiomed, a leader in the world of circulatory assist device in cardiology. I mean, we are very proud of seeing our pressure sensing technology, having a contribution in the field. And this is obviously also a very significant revenue driver for us in the OEM business partnership division. If you go at slide 23, just to mention that I mentioned at the beginning that 90% of our revenues were coming from the medical device field. We also have a wholly owned subsidiary for industrial application. So we are using exactly the same optical sensing technology, again, measuring temperature, pressure, and other parameters. But in that case, we use this either in aerospace, semiconductors, military application, nuclear. We've been, if you go at slide 24, we've been selected by the ITER project, which is the largest research project in the nuclear field right now. So Opsens is a provider of pressure sensor for this project, and this could generate a very good growth in this industrial business unit. And the industrial business unit today is cash flow positive, so it's an organization that is contributing to create value for shareholders. Okay, if you go at slide 26, just to do a quick summary, is that, I mean, the near-term goals, Opsens is expecting to show growing revenues. The first-in-man study will be a key event in the year 2021. We also expect to continue to develop relationships with purchasing group in U.S., and we also expect to increase the critical mass of the industrial business. And at some point, we may assess an uplisting on a major exchange. And with this, I mean, if you go at slide 28, you can see that Opsens is in a very strong financial position. And our intention is really to capitalize on this strong cash position to invest more in the commercial development and also more in innovation. And with this, I would be ready to receive your questions.
Great. Thank you, Louis, for that overview. Let's expand a bit on a few topics. Looking forward, what are the most important things you're focused on to drive success as you close out fiscal 2021 and set up for 2022 and beyond?
Okay. First, we are focusing on continuing to increase our market shares in the coronary artery disease market with the OptoWire. In particular, in the U.S. markets, where we just recently signed agreements with purchasing group. So this is clearly priority number one. The second priority is to continue all the work to get an approved product for TAVR. So the first-in-man study is really a key event that will bring us very close to a filing with Health Canada, FDA, and other regulatory bodies. And I would say that the third component is continue to develop the organization and the sales in the industrial business unit, in the OEM business unit, and continue to develop the expertise of Opsens to keep this leading edge in terms of developing miniature small devices for the cardiovascular world.
Great. Can you dive a little deeper on the value proposition for your TAVR guidewire?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have used it so far only with animals, and we got feedback from top key opinion leaders in the field. We think this pressure guidewire will be very useful in the TAVR procedure because you can do the full procedure only with this delivery device. So it means that you can remove the utilization of other monitoring equipment in the procedure. You can provide to the physician real-time information about the pressure gradient, which can guide the physician in the procedure for an optimal positioning of the valve, and it can also help in terms of removing risk or optimizing the procedure, because again, for the first time, they will have real-time information available to them through our Opto monitor. So in summary, there is direct cost savings in equipment. We are hoping to make the procedure more efficient, and we are hoping to minimize the number of exchanges of device that can represent risk for patients.
Very good. Moving on to your industrial solutions business, you'd mentioned this earlier in the presentation, but can you talk about the importance of being selected for the ITER nuclear project for OpSens and why your fiber optic sensing technology was chosen for this global project?
I mean, the level of expertise in our industrial business unit is incredibly high. We've been doing critical monitorings for more than 15 years. Okay, even if, okay, in our presentation, we are talking more about the medical device field, the expertise and the experience in the industrial market is very large in our OpSens solution business unit. So we've been selected after long testing of our pressure sensing technology. It's critical for ITER to get accurate pressure measurement over a long period of time. And OpSens technology was just unique in having the capability to meet all of that. So we think it's quite significant for us because on one side, it can generate, I would say, significant revenues for the business unit in the next future years. In addition, I would say the credibility of our organization for industrial application increased by being selected for this ITER project.
Very impressive. Last question for today. What are the top three things about OpSens that you would like for investors to walk away from today?
Well, we are going to gain market share in the coronary artery disease market. We are going to really innovate in the TAVR procedure with our new concept. And this platform will make us more successful. And we are seeing, on top of that, additional opportunities to make the platform with additional products to be even stronger in terms of relationship with our customers, the GPOs, and the general cardiology market.
Great. Well, Louis, thank you very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it. Again, if you'd like to sign up for one-on-one meetings with OpSens, please visit lithumpartners.com/virtual and click the one-on-one meeting request button. Finally, we have another presentation coming up here shortly. Again, visit the website for details. We wish you all a good day.